CliffCentral.com. Here's a story that, you know, we brought up that Gigi Gorgeous yesterday, which got a lot of people talking.
Mm-hmm.
Same-sex couple shocked by wedding venue's refusal to host ceremony.
I heard about this. So this is a venue in the Western Cape.
Yeah. A venue in the Western Cape near Stanford has refused to allow a same-sex couple to marry on their premises, apparently because they only host heterosexual weddings. Now, I have to say that I don't understand why a gay couple would be outraged by this. And I'll tell you why. Sure, you have this dream in your head of where you want to get married, but there are lots of places in the Western Cape you can get married.
Mm-hmm.
And frankly, to force yourself on this venue is not going to result in the kind of wedding you want anyway. If these people are bigots, that's their problem. They're going to run out of business. They're turning away a huge number of gay weddings by refusing to host them. It's their idea. If they're stupid enough to fight the market on this one, they'll lose. Why do you have to, like, change their minds? You're not going to. They're obviously the kind of people who don't like gay, right? Gay is not their thing. So what are you going to do? Force yourself on them? Take them to court? Shame them publicly? For what? You're not going to change their minds. They're probably going to be bigots forever. Isn't that a punishment enough?
I get that on paper, yes, we're all equal.
I mean, imagine forcing Jews to host. Imagine forcing Jewish people to host a neo-Nazi wedding in their premises. They don't want to. And I know that's an extreme example. But you might dislike a certain kind of person because of their philosophy, because of their background, because of their political ideology, for whatever reason. Maybe they're socialists, and you don't like socialists. Or maybe they're just peasants who want to have like one of those cowboy weddings with hay bales and shit, and you think that that's disgusting. So you don't have to host them.
It's unfortunate that we still deal with this type of like ridiculousness. But there are ways around this. Case in point, you rent every other venue around this one. You have like a, what is it, that Batman spotlight shining in the sky, and instead you just do two penises.
Yeah.
You shine it on their property.
Now you're thinking.
Just bouncing lights.
Oh, yeah. You right. just have, you invite a gaggle of gays to your wedding as well. Sing like,
you
I'm
do a
coming
pride
out
parade
the
right past
night.
Their gate
yeah.
every week. Listen. I get it. You know this. I'm a major supporter of same-sex marriage. I don't have any issue with it. I'm a supporter. I think I encourage more gay people to get married because I think that the world is full, right? And I don't want another people carrier in the parking space next to me at the shopping mall taking up 1.5 parking spaces so I can't get in.
Oh, that's
you know what
why.
I mean? So when I see a gay couple, I'm thrilled. I'm like, yay, you go for it. Because the best they can do is they're going to adopt a kid, or they have to go through a major process to have one, right? Surrogate mothers and all that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So I know the effort that they're going to go through to have a child, and they're going to think about it carefully. Heterosexual couples are just popping out kids left, right, and center. The irresponsible ones, anyway. They're not making the world better, if you know what I mean. Not always. It's not a given.
See, you straights.
Yeah, but this
people.
Is it. See, so I'm a genuine supporter of gay marriage. I go around convincing straight people to get into gay marriages.
Oh,
just
wow.
Like it's like I actively go around telling people abortion is the way forward. I do. You know that.
Look at you,
yes,
great
I'm pro.
Advocate.
I am pro abortion. I say to people, have you ever considered an abortion? But here, I do not understand why people would be shocked, like in this story. Like a gay couple shocked that someone doesn't want them to get married. So don't support them. If you force yourself on them, you're still going to make them money. Why reward their bad behavior? Just go somewhere else. There are 100 venues in South Africa, 1,000 venues you can get married at. What are you getting at here when you try to like force yourself on these people in their business? It's like those idiots in America who they don't want to make wedding cakes for gay weddings.
Mm-hmm.
So don't support them. They'll go out of business eventually. And if the Christian right or fundamentalist Muslims want to support them because they're also homophobic, so what? There's room on earth for all of us. And you don't have to change everyone's mind because guess what? You're not going to. So just prove you're better than them. Support the businesses that support you. CliffCentral.com